with temperatures falling to 9 Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit, with light and variable winds.
Radio Harlem, Dave Kilner.
Sweetheart, listen. I know the last few things just haven't been good for the both of us, and I've caused you a lot of grief. But put those bags down, okay? Before you make a decision like that, please just listen to me, because I don't want to leave. I definitely don't want to leave. Just hear me out.
Terence Trent D'Arby, If You Let Me Stay. It's 3 and a half minutes after seven. Many, many thank yous again to Paul King for joining us. You know, I'm going to say this. He's left the building now, so I'm not saying it because he's going to hear me. But I shall let you know this. There are some people in the pop world who are a bit nasty and a bit funny. There are some people in the pop world who are all right and nice people. And there are some people in the pop world who are really wonderful human beings. And Paul King is one of them. He's such a nice fellow. We always have a good chat when he comes in. Subject of always having a good chat. Ding dong merrily on
high. Nice guys.
No, I was just saying nice chat. Ding dong's here.
All right.
Bing bong, yeah. Hey, it's our last Tuesday night together.
Oh, don't, because I shall start crying.
It is. Sorry, it's our last Tuesday night because
I
shall be doing lunch times from Friday.
Yep. It starts on Friday, does it?
Before we go.
Just a minute.
Come on. I bet you 7 pence that Terence Trent D'Arby will go number 5 in the chart.
2, 3, 4.
Terence Trent D'Arby is number 5 in this week's chart.
5, 6, 7.
Well, I tell you what, shove it in the hospital radio collecting box because I don't want those bits of coppers in my pocket. Tell you what, we'll get round to our requests in a moment, but first, let's do these.
Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do. Come on over to my place. Hey you, we're having a wimpy.
Why stay at home when you can come on over to Wimpy for a delicious takeaway? Enjoy burgers made from 100% pure beef, golden chips or a cool milkshake. Now take it away, lads.
Now you don't need an address to find out where we'll be.
An inexplicable power base on the surface of the moon. A murky graveyard on the Caribbean seabed. A legend to be found. A life to be lost. Plus, terror in the sky. A Clive Cussler adventure is never simple, never expected, always compulsive. Cyclops, the new bestseller, out now in Sphere paperback.
In doubt about eating out? Then ring.
Radio Hallam Dynaline.
Dynaline. Ring Sheffield 730-222. 730-222. On Dynaline this week, Barton's, The Limes, Fanny's Night Spot, La Caponina, The Sandy Gate, and Swiggy's fully licensed restaurant. Radio Hallam's Dynaline. Ring Sheffield 730-222. That's Sheffield 730-222.
Dynaline.
Review your options this spring at Britain's of Rotherham. We're offering quality furnishings at excellent prices. There's real value for money on Ercol, G-Plan and Stack. Our carpet selection is second to none. Britain's can offer you the finest electrical ranges too, from top names, including Hitachi, Hotpoint and Panasonic. At Britain's you get service, expertise, choice and value, plus generous interest-free credit facilities with written details. A combination we think is unbeatable. So for a superb furnishing deal, see Britain's first. Britain Brothers, Doncaster Gate, Rotherham.
Give me a chance to hear my favorite show. It's Dave Kellner on my radio. If you don't believe in what you hear me say, tune in to Radio Hallam every day.
7 minutes after seven is the time. Dave Bell.
That's new.
You like that one?
That's very nice. Hey? Well, I heard that one before.
I can get them.
Very impressed.
Thought you would be. Right, Duran Duran, Retail Presidente.
Yup. And starting off down at King... Millions, look at all these we've got tonight.
Well, stop waffling and get on with them.
King Edward the Seventh. Cyril Nash is on there. I don't know which ward you're on, Cyril. You send your best wishes to Diane, Glyn, and all the family of Brindley Close. And you say he'll be out of hospital very, very, very soon. Paul Donnelly is on B3 at King Ted. Sends his best wishes to Kathy Holmes and says, loves you. Audrey Turner is on ward 66. This is at the Northern General Hospital. And Frank, Paul, Michelle, and now then, whereabouts there? Wadsley Bridge. They send lots of love and say, hope you're a lot better. Northern General, still Ward 66. Anne Hurst is on there. Sends love to Aunt, Uncle, Craig, Mum and all the brothers of Crooks and Highgreen. Says, hope we'll be home soon to see you. Thanks for everything, all in the hospital. And still at the Northern General, Ward 66, Herbert Shawcross is on there. Sends his love to his family, friends and all his neighbours of Stradbrook Road, Sheffield 13. Says, thanks for everything.
OK. Did you... I knew I'd got some news to tell you.
Oh, yes.
I got something. Would you listen to the programme on Friday evening?
I do my own bit on Friday.
Well, like early, no. I mean, 5:30?
No.
Oh, in that case, you'll have missed it. What? My news, hey?
What?
Guess who has signed a 3-year contract with Granada Television?
Oh!
Hey, what about that?
Very impressed.
I thought you would be.
Can I have your autograph?
No, but you know, if I keep up the payments, I can keep the set.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Guess who's in control? All that scratching's making me itch, as they say. Meet El Presidente. That's from Duran Duran. 7:12.
In a special Easter Sunday edition of the programme, Face to Face comes to you from the Barbican Centre, London, where Bob Holness will be talking to one of the best and most popular comedians in the English-speaking world, Dave Allen. This uniquely talented Irishman talks about his life and career and disappears up a few blind alleys in what's bound to be an hilarious session. Face to Face with Dave Allen, Sunday evening at 7.
7:12. Dave Bell is with us. Nice to be seeing you again.
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah. Listen,
I shouldn't do that, should I? I just told him a joke just as we finished the little thing. But I'm not going to repeat it. Well, it wouldn't work because it was a visual one.
Yes, very visual, yeah. What's one of those? One of those upside down. Very visual. Right. Listen.
Right, look, we're going to play Madonna in a moment.
Yeah, and it's for all the staff at King Ted's. Bonita. With eyes like potatoes. It's for all the staff at King Ted's, from Effie Simpson, who's on World B2 at King Ted's. She sends all the best wishes. And Joyce Wiseman is also on B2. She sends love to Paula Wiseman of Atlantic Walk. She has your number 8. Jessica Burke is on Lord B2 as well, down at the King Ted's in Rivelin Valley. And she sends her best wishes to Keely, Emma, John, Brenda, who all live in Sheffield, with best wishes and lots of love. And Ward D this time at King Ted's, Eileen Nicholas is on there. Hope you get better, Mum. We all love you, from Katie. That's Katie Nicholas of Smelter Road Crescent, Smelter Wood Crescent, Stradbroke. And it says, P.S. Thank you to all the staff at King Ted's as well, and Wardy for looking after him while she's been in hospital.
Mm. Do you know, I'm just thinking, because this is my last night on doing a programme on Tuesday, it may well be the last night that I link round to football matches as well.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Yes. Who's playing tonight?
Are we ready? Do we have our football people ready? Hello? Talk to me. Someone's at Hillsborough, are they? Right, good. Well, it's Sheffield Wednesday against Nottingham Forest at Hillsborough. Kick-off is at 7:30, and I could be forgiven for introducing this a little bit strangely. Normally it's Dean Peppel, but tonight it's Peter Jenkins. Peter, hello.
Hello, hello, Dave. Yes, playing my second visit to Hillsborough inside about 3 days, here for the magnificent semi on Sunday, and remembering that I'm not at Bramall Lane tonight, I'm definitely at Hillsborough on a most beautiful Tuesday evening in April. The sun still streaming down and the crowd expecting what we hope will be a tremendous game between Wednesday and Nottingham Forest. The Owls, of course, at the moment desperate for points, 16th in the table, with just 4 more home games to come after this evening, and needing another 9 points for the relative safety of the 50 points which has been set for them as a target by manager Howard Wilkinson. Also anxious tonight to atone for last Tuesday's defeat here by Spurs on that absolutely saturated evening, and also to avenge the 3-2 defeat by Nottingham Forest at the City Ground on November the 1st. Forest themselves are 7th in the table. They're a good young side, and they introduced tonight Paul Wilkinson up front, recent very expensive signing from Everton. He replaces Gary Birtles, whilst they also bring in Colin Foster in defence, recently signed from Orient. He replaces the suspended Chris Fairclough. But Forest, you know, Dave, haven't won here since September 1974, and that in fact was the first game I ever did for Hallam way back to nearly 13 years ago.
I hope you're not going to be an omen for them.
I hope it's not an omen for them that they are going to get that again tonight. But just briefly, the teams, Dave, Wednesday then are without Mel Stirland, who's gone down with a late injury. They line up Hodge, Gregory and Snowden, May, Madden and Worthington, Marwood, Megson, Chapman, Hurst and Shelton. Carl Schutt wears the number 12 shirt. Forrest, Sutton, Fleming and Pierce, Walker, Foster and Bowyer, Carr, Metcod, Clough, Wilkinson and Rice. Gary Mills is their number 12. And the referee this evening is referee John Lloyd from North Wales.
Thank you, Peter. Just before you go, I would have come down and joined you tonight and had a look, but unfortunately I've got to go down to Bramall Lane tonight, so...
You're down at the... What's on at the lane tonight, then,
David? There's a quiz.
A quiz?
The Sheffield Publicity Association are having a quiz. There is a Radio Hallam team in it.
Are you part of this quiz, Dave?
Apparently so.
Good heavens.
Exactly. You know what my knowledge is like, so this could be quite amusing. Peter, thanks very much indeed. We'll speak to you again later, but right now it's to Fellows Park, Walsall, the home of Walsall Football Club, where they're tonight are playing Chesterfield, and our reporter there is Brian Bradley.
Hello and welcome to a very very sunny Fellas Park, where this evening Chesterfield will be hoping to forget last Saturday's defeat and compete a double over a Walsall team whose cup success has given them a new lease of life. Despite their 3-1 setback at Fulham, Chesterfield's manager John Duncan can be well satisfied with their season. Despite long-term injuries to Tony Reid and Derek Walker, the team have stayed steady in mid-table, thanks in no small way to their three youngsters, Hewitt, Woods and Rogers, whose collective form argues well for the future of the club. Up front, though, is where the Blues are vulnerable, with Airy not scoring goals. Far too much is relied on leading goal scorer Dave Colwell. Walsall started the season shakily and were beaten 3-2 at Saltergate in August, but their new young millionaire chairman breezed through the club, since when they've never looked back. They're currently 10th in the table, and despite losing 1-0 at leaders Bournemouth on Saturday, I think they'll hold too many trump cards this evening for the Blues, whose away record of just 2 victories and 17 goals from 19 games leaves their supporters and myself with very little confidence. Still, John Duncan must have confidence, because tonight's team is unchanged from Saturday. So the lineup reads: in goal is Jim Brown, then it's Jamie Hewitt, Lee Rogers, Gary Bellamy, Charlie Williamson, Andy Kowalski, Tony Coyle, Carl Airy, Dave Colwell, Mickey Henderson, Bob Bloomer, and Darren Woods is tonight's substitute. And the game this evening is refereed by Mr. Groves.
Thank you very much indeed, Brian Bradley, reporting there from Fellows Park. Just saying, you know, what a difference it makes when a millionaire breezes through. I feel that, you know, when you walk in the studio.
Yeah, well, you would do.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Well, that is like potatoes. Madonna and her current single, La Isla Bonita.
Is that how you pronounce it?
La Isla Bonita.
How do you know?
I don't know, but I'll have mushrooms on mine, please. Thank you very much indeed. All right.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad? Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Tropical, the island breeze.
la 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 Isla Bonita. And that is the music of Madonna. 22 minutes after 7. Freddie Mercury in a moment. Dave Bell with Eyes Like Potatoes is with us. Got a letter from 108 Ironside Road, Cleedless Valley, Sheffield S14 1FF. Dear Dave, could you please play a belated birthday request, possibly for Freddie Mercury and the Great Pretender for Miss Caroline Jackson? It was her birthday Monday the 13th of April, yesterday. Tell Caroline that I hope she had a very good birthday. Caroline lives at 16 Simon's Crescent, Parsons Cross in Sheffield. This comes from Caroline's best friend, Gillian Powell, the writer of this letter. So, Freddie Mercury in a moment.
Also for Alice Unwin, B2 King Ted. She sends her best wishes to all the staffs and all the doctors in King Andrew's Hospital, says thanks for everything. Ward 66 at the Northern General. Ooh.
Sorry, I'm just crackling you. You know.
Well, you're twiddling with this, are you? Mark...
I could make you go from side to side. Don't you worry.
Oh, don't.
Well, you can be on that side.
No, I'm going dizzy now. Oh, that's better, yes.
All right. If you're listening in stereo, this is probably very confusing.
Margaret Savage is on Ward 66 at the Northern General Hospital. Thank you very
much.
Back
in the middle there.
And she sends love to all her family and friends. And she wanted Freddie Mercury. She says thanks for all you've done. L1 at the Hallamshire this time. Hetty Hansen sends love to Caroline, Millie, Lily... And Mrs. Furness and Mrs. Bradley and everyone at the Westminster Club. She says she's doing fine and hopes to be out of hospital soon. And Lynn Bywater is at Wentworth Ward. So Wentworth Ward? I didn't know there was one at Netheredge Hospital anyway. She's on Wentworth Ward, Netheredge Hospital. Lynn Bywater. Paul, Zoe and Hayley of Weaving Avenue in Castleton send the best wishes to you, Lynn. They say thanks for our new baby boy. Lots of love from us all. And congratulations.
I'm sorry, I'm just playing with various buttons in here. Because I think if I do things, I can...
Oh, we can make funny sort of sounds.
And back to normal, it's Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending I do it well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own. Like a crown, pretend that you're still around.
yes, I'm the Great Pretender. That's Freddie Mercury and his current single. It's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Look out, Mildred. Here comes another shower of stale bread.
Oh, why don't they throw us some decent stuff?
Like Fletcher's bread.
So light, tasty and beautifully fresh.
That's probably why there's never any left for the likes of us.
It's a duck's life, Alfred.
Watch out. Here comes another assault. Duck!
Haven't you heard of Fletcher's bread?
Fletcher's bread has that extra quality and unmistakable freshness. So make a duck happy today.
Get fresh.
In doubt about eating out? Then ring.
Radio Hallam Dynaline.
Dynaline. Ring Sheffield 730-222. 730-222. On Dynaline this week, Barton's, the Limes, Fanny's Night Spot, La Caponina, the Sandygate, and Swiggy's fully licensed restaurant. Radio Hallam's Dynaline. Ring Sheffield 730-222. That's Sheffield 730-222.
Here's a fabulous spring offer from New Life Windows. Due to £1 million worth of sales already this year, New Life can now offer up to 25%, yes, up to 25% off their superb range of replacement windows, patios and doors. To take advantage of this limited offer, call at their showrooms opposite Presto, Infirmary Road, Sheffield, or ring New Life Windows on Sheffield 700-200 now.
Thank you, and now it's time for us to check out some more football action tonight. In the Today League Division 3, it's at Griffin Park, Brentford. Brentford versus Doncaster, and our man there is Philip Barker.
So Doncaster make their second trip to London this season, and if they win tonight, they not only do the double over their London rivals Brentford for the second successive season, when the teams met at Bellevue back in August, Rovers 1-3-1, but they also leapfrog above them in the league. It won't be easy, though. Brentford are unbeaten at home for just over a month and are a much different proposition under new manager Steve Perriman, the former Tottenham captain. And the side which Rovers beat in August, very different to that. Doncaster haven't been doing so well away from home either, and they showed just one change from the side that lost at Gillingham just over a week ago. Of course, Saturday's game against Wigan postponed. Colin Miller is out, and not exactly the most common football injury. He's out with German measles, would you believe. Stuart Beattie's still injured, of course, but Andy Rhodes, who had some cartilage problems, has come through, so he takes his place in the side, and Mark Samways, the reserve goalkeeper, who travelled with a squad of 13, has to sit this one out. A look at the Doncaster Rovers side then. Andy Rhodes in goal, then Mickey Stead, Ronnie Robinson, Neil Redfern, Tony Brown, Dave Cusack, Colin Russell, Sean Joyce, Brian Dean, Gary Clayton, Tony Kinsella and Tony Gaynor. The Brentford side, I can tell you that's unchanged from their good 1-1 draw at the weekend against Notts County. So that reads Gary Phillips in goal, Roger Joseph, Jamie Murray, Keith Millen, Steve Perriman, Paul Maddy, Lee Nogan, Andy Sinton, Robbie Cook, Gary Blissett, Phil Priest and Robbie Cowell is the substitute. So then it looks like being an intriguing match tonight. And of course, Doncaster unbeaten in London this season. They got a point at Fulham in a 0-0 draw just a few weeks back. So they'll be looking to preserve that record here tonight. The weather, well, the pitch probably is holding up a little bit better than you might have expected for this time of the season. We've had quite a sort of grey day here, but a little bit of sun peeping through now to make it a very pleasant spring evening indeed. Join us later then for more news of Brentford against Doncaster Rovers here at Griffin Park.
Thank you very much indeed, Philip Barker, reporting there. That match kicks off at 7.45, so we shall be checking out the other two matches, Sheffield Wednesday against Nottingham Forest and Walsall against Chesterfield, at about 7:45, something like that, and more reports from Doncaster and Brentford later on in the night.
A swim across 300 miles of shark-infested waters, a perilous journey through the swamps of outer Botswana, seven times round the world in a hand glider made out of crepe paper, a fight to the death with a grizzly bear, a three-hour meeting with a taxman, and two hands of Jim Rummy with a computer expert from Watford, and all because the lady loves...
Dave Kilner.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Thank you, right. Yes.
Very much a matter of opinion.
Oh! Never hit anyone on the radio before. It was always a first time. Right, take my seat again. I've got a letter. You didn't get a letter. 198 Arnold Avenue, Charnockdale Estate, Gleadless, dear Dave. On Sunday the 12th of April, my daughter Sarah, that's Karen Pixrento, isn't it, will be 16 years old. So could you please play Running the Endless Mile by John Parr. On Tuesday the 14th of April, about 7:30, not far off, wish her a very happy birthday and lots of love from Mum and Dad and Claire and Paul. Thank you very much indeed. Brenda, I think it is. Brenda Smith. Who wrote to us? Thank you very much indeed. Sarah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday to you.
You sure it's Sarah?
Yeah.
You might be wrong.
Positive.
You might be right.
Was that supposed to be cue for playing?
For goodness sake. Forget it, David. Right. Thank goodness it's last week. Lee Davenport. Right. This is South Six. This is Lodgemoor Hospital. Mummy and Daddy, Big Brother Ryan of 299 Hollingsend Road in Gleedless. Send the best wishes to you, Lee. Say get well soon, because they're all missing you, so come home soon. B3 at King Ted's this time. Frank Fletcher is on there. Hope to see you on Wednesday is the message to his wife, Mabel, and son, Christopher. B2 at King Ted's. Kathleen Williamson sends best wishes to husband and all the family and friends with thanks for all their help and support while she's been in hospital. And Ward A1 at King Edward's Hospital. We don't have many requests from there. T. Nicholson is on there. Get well soon is a message from Shirley and Debbie and all his friends.
Right, now then, you are on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you tried to be clever. You said, you may be wrong, you may be right, which are the first two
we
lines.
We don't need this.
So, come on, just tell us the rest of the lines.
I don't know anymore.
We don't know this.
I don't know, I hum to the rest of it.
I don't need this out tonight.
La, 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 la,
shut
la,
up.
La, la.
When all is said, I still love you. A lonely day, a lonely night, keeps me on this endless flight. When all is said, I still love you. Oh no, don't tell me about it. Oh no, I don't want to hear about it. Running the endless mile through the lonely night, trying to chase those dark clouds away. Running the endless mile through the lonely night, miles and miles away.
Press the button, David.
All right.
You may be wrong, you may be right. We don't need this out tonight, when all is said, I still love you. A lonely day, a lonely night, keeps me on this endless flight. When all is said, I still love you. Chase those dark clouds away.
Running the Endless Mile, that's from John Parr. Very especially for Sarah Smith, who celebrated her birthday on Sunday. Let's hope that you had a very enjoyable birthday. 22 minutes to 8. Radio Haram Weather. Brought to you this hour in association with EMT, South Yorkshire's newest tool and equipment hire centre. 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. This evening there'll be some sunshine, but it will become cloudy overnight. Temperatures tonight falling to 9 Celsius, that's 48 Fahrenheit, with light and variable winds. Tomorrow again going to be warm and sunny. Stereo Radio Haram. For hundreds of tools for thousands of jobs, contact EMT Hire Centre, Oaks Green, Attercliffe. It's EMT for the hire and sale of everything from power tools to building equipment, industrial maintenance, DIY and gardening, including paint sprayers, car maintenance tools, mowers, hedge trimmers, rotavators and much, much more. For a complete brochure of their comprehensive range, call EMT on Sheffield 442 007, 442 007 today.
Minutes to wait. Okay, okay.
Yeah. The boy from nowhere.
Is it the girl from Ipanema?
Yes. Nothing to do with them. I don't think they're having. I don't think there's anything to report. I don't think there's any scandal between the, you know, like, hey, did you see the boy from nowhere and the girl from Ipanema out the other night? I mean, I don't think that's quite the case. All but right. It's Tom Jones.
He's in the charts as well.
He's always doing well.
What number?
Eh?
What number is he?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's not in our chart.
Oh, is he not? Is on a, is in a chart.
A chart.
Right. Gordon Briggs, this is for. He's on B3, King's Heads. And hurry up and get well so we can all go to the Colin Campbell and Spain. That's what it says here. And that's to Elsie, or from Elsie, Mo, Den, Mike and Bren of Gleedless and Rotherham.
Now then.
Yes.
Bad news.
You
know, Brian Clough? Nottingham Forest.
Yes, David.
You know he's got a son called Nigel?
Yeah.
He's just scored.
Oh, has he?
Sheffield
it?
Wednesday 0, Nottingham Forest 1.
That's good news for all these.
Shut up! Look, Laurie Madden was in here last night. He's a nice guy.
It's pity pit.
It's a what? It's a pity what?
Who is he?
Laurie Madden, he plays for Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, does he? Oh, I was just going to say it's a pity he plays for Sheffield Wednesday, that's all.
You are going to get in big stummy. Are we going to do some more of these requests before I get sacked?
K1 at the Hallamshire. Norman Redfern is on there. Sends his love to his wife, Mabel, with all his love. Brenda and all at Milner Ward at Netheredge Hospital. Send the best wishes to all the staff and say thanks for everything. Audrey is on Milner Ward at Netheredge as well. Mandy, Baz and Peter of Greeton Drive. Uta Bridget, the people she wants to send all her love to. Netheredge Wentworth Ward. Nurses and all the staff. Other people, Alison Haig of Edith Walk, Sheffield, wants to say hello to you. She says, thanks for all your help and patience in looking after Kyle and myself whilst I was in hospital. And finally, in this little lot, Tracy Moore is on Wentworth Ward at Netheredge, and all the nurses and staff. She says, thanks for everything.
Right, 19 minutes to 8, it's Tom Jones.
Seems to go well.
It's a fight to survive just until tomorrow. A man's place on earth. I have come to realize is decided by birth. So what's the future? No matter where I go, I will still belong. Unlike a million others, not a man alive had to beg or steal or fight more than me to survive. So what's the future? No matter where I go, I will still belong in Andalusia, where good, honest men grow weak and the rich grow strong. Just until tomorrow, one more mouth to feed, and the way things are around here, that's the last thing they
That's The Boy From Nowhere, and that's the current Tom Jones single. Well, it's time to catch up on the football. We did hear that Sheffield Wednesday had gone a goal behind at home to Nottingham Forest. Let's have the details on that now from Peter Jenkins.
Yes, that's right, Dave. 15 minutes gone. It's Forest winning 1-0 down here at Hillsborough with the sort of goal that no team should concede. Wednesday it started brightly, Larry May having two headers from Marwood free kicks in the fourth and fifth minute, the second of them just shaving the top of the bar. And then in 8 minutes, a terrible goal conceded by Wednesday. The ball appeared to be going up for a corner. Hodge tried to stop it with his feet and then tried to dribble round Method of all people. Method easily dispossessed him, crossed the ball into the penalty area, and there was Nigel Clough to volley it past the defender on the line for the simplest goal imaginable. Hodge held his head in his hands, well mighty after a mistake like that. And just after that, Method clear through, should have made it two with Wednesday all over the place. At the moment, though, Wednesday trying to get back in the game, but Forest winning by 1-0.
Thank you very much indeed. Peter Jenkins reporting from a fairly action-packed Hillsborough, by the sound of it. So, to Fellows Park, Walsall against Chesterfield and Brian Bradley.
And it's not-
no goals at the moment, and it's been the usual Chesterfield start, which was very nervous and slow, with Walsall in control in midfield. And after only 4 minutes, Mr. Grove showed that his no-nonsense attitude when he booked Bob Bloomer for a caution off the late tackle on Donan, who needed lengthy treatment. But then after the first chance of the game that fell to Kelly after 8 minutes, who was well set up by Christie, but his shot was weak, and a minute later Donan ended good work down the right with an excellent cross that Kelly's this time headed narrowly wide. But these chances apart, Chesterfield defence have looked solid, though their forwards have yet to show anything up front, and they've scored after 16 minutes again. Walsall 0, Chesterfield 0.
Thank you very much indeed. Brian Bradley reporting from Walsall.
World Championship snooker is on its way back to Sheffield, and Radio Hallam will be there to bring you comprehensive coverage from the first red to the last black. Our team of experts will be on hand to report on the very latest developments live from the Crucible Theatre. Will another outsider become world champion, or will the established stars win through in 87? Find out by tuning to Radio Hallam for unrivaled coverage of the Embassy World Snooker Championships in association with the Mobil Oil Company Limited.
Thank you. Good news for Leeds United fans that after their disappointment on Sunday, they're back in goal-scoring form. Shrewsbury 0, Leeds United 1, John Sheridan scored after 10 minutes.
Right.
Dave Bell with our final few requests.
Dan Gore, Jessup Landing 3A, room 10A, sends a love to Mark, or from Mark to Diane. Thanks for giving me a beautiful daughter, Emma Louise. Congratulations to you both. Gail Horrocks is on 1A at Jessup. All the family and pets in Rotherham. It says, Uncle Steve wanted to play the old rugged cross, but your mum wouldn't let him. So,
right,
fair enough. 1A at Jessup is Anne-Louise Parker, I think that is. You send your best wishes to Uncle Joe, Auntie Steph of Hutchcliffe Drive, Beechey, Sheffield 8, and you say keep resting. 1A at Jessup Hospital, Anne-Louise Parker sends best wishes to Denise and John of Manor Oaks Place, Wyburn in Sheffield. And we've got to say to you, get that sprog delivered.
Pleasant.
Very nice, isn't it? L1 at the Hallamshire, Lily Revel sends a love to Sylvia and all the family with thanks for everything. Teresa Davies is on L1 as well with a love to all the family and everyone she knows. Sister Horray and all the staff in the Labour Ward at Netheresh Hospital. Jane and Richard and baby Alison Bannister of Longcroft Road, Dronfield Woodhouse say many thanks and best wishes for everything. And finally, Ruth... And finally, Ruth Colley is on Wentworth Ward at Netheredge, and she sends her best wishes to her mum and dad of Neil Road, Sheffield 11.
Okie dokie. Well, there will be hospital requests tomorrow night. Michelle Meyer will be with us from Crystal Radio at the Children's Hospital in Sheffield on Thursday. It's Chris Sandham who's going to be along. Ding dong. Would you mind? Ding Dong will be here next Tuesday with Dean Peppel sitting in this chair.
Dean Peepal, as my wife calls her.
Really? Well, I shall then be moving across to the lunch show for a while. So, Dave, thank you very much indeed.
Two and a half years, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Well, it doesn't seem like a minute, you know. I mean, all sorts has happened in that 2.5 years.
Nor half.
And also it probably will. Anyway, we'll keep in touch. We'll still see each other. 8:10. News is at 2:05. And Nigel Reid here with Sports Beat from 8 o'clock through until 5 to 10. Tomorrow on the programme, 5:30 through to 8, already mentioned that we'll have the hospital requests and dedications, but we'll also have snooker star Danny Fowler.
Never heard of him.
From Worksop, snooker player.
Oh, yeah.
In the World Championship, you see. So he'll be with us tomorrow. We look forward to that, having some tips about snooker and how it should be played.
And you need some?
I do. I need some golf tips. I've got to play golf tomorrow morning first. I've got a match on tomorrow morning. 304 by the time I've finished. Dave, thanks very much indeed. You'll be back next week, and I shall be back tomorrow. Hockey Dokie, taking us out of the programme tonight, a track from Herb Alpert's album, Keep Your Eye on Me. This is called Diamonds. News is next. And Nigel here at 8 o'clock. Bye-bye.
This is Alma Cooper with Radio Hallam News at 5 to 8. President Reagan has formally invited Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to Washington. The invitation was delivered by U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz, who's in Moscow for disarmament talks. And Mr. Gorbachev has said he wants an arms control agreement if he visits America. Meanwhile, Soviet officials have publicly confirmed that the talks during Mr. Shultz's visit have been going well, as Martin Walker reports.
Hopes are high for an agreement to remove medium-range missiles from Europe. This has always been the most promising and easily soluble of the problems, and that's been confirmed by the talks, Soviet spokesman Gennady Gerasimov has told Western newsmen in Moscow. He also confirmed that prospects were looking good for a new Reagan-Gorbachev summit later this year. If we can guarantee results, we won't oppose it, he said.
The financial expert appointed by crisis-torn Rotherham United to try and make sense of its crippling debts has been explaining just what he intends to do to secure the club's future. Losses at Rotherham are now running at £750,000, and accountant David Stokes says although he can bring his financial expertise to the club's help, he's warning he can't perform miracles.
I think my firm specialises in